And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Pleased to sit down now and go to the KODY phone lines as we're pleased to have Rachel Cruz joining us here, one of the proud members of the Ramsey Network. Rachel, we appreciate the time. I'm a big fan personally, and I know we have a lot of great Ramsey disciples that love hearing you on the program with Dave from time to time.
Well, thanks, Tristan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's fun to talk to you.
Now, Rachel, before we dive into the conversation here in full force, can you give folks a little bit of background on yourself for those that don't know a lot about you or your career with the Ramsey Network?
Yes. Well, about 10 years ago, I started traveling and speaking all on the subject of money. And I really honestly started out with the younger generation. I talked to a lot of high school students and college students and trying to get them before they made some devastating money mistakes. But over the past 10 years, I'm married. I have three kids. And I feel like as I kind of grew, if you will, my message also really turned into this idea of, okay, how do I create a life that I love? And it's for anyone at any age, but to be able to implement the baby steps, which we talk about a lot at Ramsey Solutions, but to get people in a place where they control their money versus their money controlling them. And gosh, money is such a hard topic for a lot of people. So to give people guidance on how to get control of their money and create a life they love is something that I love. So I have a podcast and a YouTube show and write books. And, well, I was going to say, I used to travel and speak. The pandemic has changed that a little bit, but that's still part of what I enjoy.
Now, Rachel, you mentioned you are a very accomplished writer as well as an author, and you have a new book out here, Know Yourself, Know Your Money. Tell us about the new book that's been out on shelves here for a little while.
Well, for 10 years, like I was saying, I've been talking about money, but more on the how-to. So how to get out of debt, how to budget, how to save, how to invest, how to refinance, how to give, how. And with this book, I wanted to dive in kind of under that foundation and start to ask the question, why? Why do we handle money the way we do? Because personal finance is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. So knowing the how-to is a really small part of winning with money. Your behavior has to change. So with this book, I thought, okay, what if I dig into asking those questions? Okay, why do I handle money the way we do? Why I do? Why do I have the amount of debt I have? Why does it seem like I can't get on a budget? Why can me and my spouse not get on the same page when it comes to money? When you can ask those why questions, you get to the root of a lot of problems. And when you can figure that out, you can start to change and make different habits in your life that allow you to win with money in the long run.
So in understanding why you struggle in making that budget or why you struggle in maybe with baby step one and leaving that $1,000 emergency fund alone, and understanding why you struggle with that, it can help you in staying on the baby steps and accomplishing those more directly?
That's exactly right, yes. Because a lot of money problems aren't really money problems. They're bigger life problems. And so even just debt, for instance, you know, understanding, okay, why did you get into debt in the first place? Is it because you're buying stuff you just simply can't afford and there's an issue with contentment? Is it that you have poor, you're not great at planning and you get to the end of the month, you think, oh, wow, I don't have the money, but I have these bills I have to pay, so I'll just put it on a credit card. And that lack of planning, that lack of attention to detail is a problem. And so getting, again, to that root cause is really important. But why we handle money the way we do is everything from our childhood, how we watched our parents handle money, to our money tendencies, to our money fears, our money dreams. There is so much there of really unpacking more the psychology of money and why we view it and handle it the way we do.
Now, Rachel, you're talking a lot about the way that we handle our money and how it's different. Can you tell us about the different types of money classrooms and explain what these are and how they impact us personally and financially?
Well, growing up, your household was your classroom. So this is where you learned all of your life's lessons. And some of you wish you could unlearn a lot of lessons, you know, that you had growing up. And then there are some lessons we take with us into adulthood. And so being able to say, okay, this was your classroom, your household, and then realizing that money is communicated in two ways. It's communicated verbally, and it's also communicated emotionally. So verbally, it was either open or closed. And then emotionally is either calm or stressed. And so what ends up making this quadrant, and so when I was writing the book, I was like, oh God, you gave me a graph. Thank you so much. This makes so much sense. So that first classroom is the anxious money classroom, where it's verbally closed and emotionally stressed. The second is the unstable money classroom, and this is where it's verbally open but emotionally stressed. So lots of conflict, lots of fighting. Caution number three is the unaware money classroom. This is where it's verbally closed, but emotionally calm. So your head was probably in the sand. You just never heard about money, but it wasn't really an issue. So you went out on your own at 18 thinking, I know nothing about money and I have to figure it out. And then classroom number four is the healthiest money classroom, and it is where it's verbally open and emotionally calm. So there's a level of control over the money, but yet it's talked about. And there's a level of conversation as well with kids and between spouses. So those four classrooms, each one has its downsides that you really have to look at, its weaknesses. But when you can pinpoint, okay, that's kind of how I grew up, you can start to see how your habits as an adult with the money and the way you view money really are shaped by those money classrooms.
I think these money classrooms are fascinating, and I think a lot of folks can probably relate to some of the things that are going to be addressed with this in the book as well. And folks, again, we're blessed to have Rachel Cruz joining us here on KODY. And Rachel, in doing some research on the new book, you talk a lot about fear. Fear holds us back in a lot of ways we know. It can hold us back from a variety of goals, especially when it comes to finance. Can you talk about the different types of fear that we might experience when it comes to finance and comes to money?
I talked to Dr. Chip Dodd about this because I really wanted to get under the, you know, the psychology of fear and what it does to us. And I love the way he puts it. He said, fear can actually be seen as a gift because fear is your body's literal response that you are in need of something. So when a money fear rises up, listen to it and say, okay, what is this fear and what can I put in place to mitigate it? Because some fears are irrational, right? If you have millions of dollars in the bank, but you still have this fear that you're going to end up like your parents and really, really poor one day. Well, mathematically speaking, you're fine. You know, you have money in the bank. Like you should. That's an irrational fear, but it's more emotional. But then there are some rational fears. You know, back in 2020 when the pandemic hit, 40% of Americans couldn't cover a $400 emergency in cash. And so if you were laid off or you were furloughed, and especially if you were part of that 40%, you were fearful. You know, you thought, how am I going to make bills? So that fear is actually a gift. Listen to that and say, okay, what are things I can put in place so I never have to be here again? And things like maybe I save and I actually have money in the bank. Maybe I actually work my way and get out of debt so I don't owe anyone anything. So that fear can actually motivate you to make really good decisions. But I don't want that fear to paralyze you, and I don't want that fear to cause anxiety either. Those are unhealthy. But that first fear that kind of jumps up, listen to it and say, okay, what is this fear? And then add truth to it. So I talk about six money fears in the book, and one of them is that we kind of just said it, but if something happens, am I going to be okay? That financial security. So ask yourself that. If that is your fear, do you have things in place where, okay, if something does happen, are you going to be okay? Because you have a level of control over your income, so be smart with it.
Now, Rachel, for somebody out there that's listening to this and maybe they've not been a Ramsey disciple in the past, they're thinking, my goodness, this speaks directly to me in a number of ways. How would you encourage them to maybe jump on board and perhaps specifically change some of their bad money habits that they may have?
Well, you have to first realize that when you start to change the way you handle money, it's going to be uncomfortable because change is hard. It's easy to do the same thing over and over again, even if you don't like the result, because you're familiar with it. So that change is going to be difficult, but you have to have the belief that you can change. And so I would say, number one, start doing a budget. You can download Every Dollar. It's our budgeting app, and there's a free version. So download that and say, okay, I'm going to actually try to live on purpose and live in control. And then your next step would be baby step one, and that's to save $1,000 emergency fund. So find things in the budget that you can cut out. If you can make some extra income on the side doing that, but getting that $1,000 quickly is going to get you that really first step to say, okay, I can actually change the way I've been viewing my money and handling my money. And that change is going to be it's going to help me get a future that is so much better than my present.
Rachel, if there's somebody out there that wants to get a hold of Know Yourself, Know Your Money, the new book that's recently come out, how can they get their hands on that and start diving into it?
And it's anywhere books are sold. So Target, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, anywhere, and also rachelcruz.com.
Rachel, we sure do appreciate the time, appreciate the great humbling work that you, Dave, Chris, and everybody does at the Ramsey Network. It's always good to talk to you guys, and it's extremely encouraging to talk to you guys as well because you're passionate about what you do, and you're passionate about bringing others along to the side. And I learned recently, I heard somebody say, you know, discipleship and making disciples is not something where you can hit a mass production button on, and you guys understand that. You're patient, and you gradually make those disciples of all nations, so we sure appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you, Tristan. It's fun work, and honestly, it's so rewarding to help people because, like we said earlier, money is a shameful topic for a lot of people. So to remove that shame and say, you know what, you can change the way you're handling your money today. You have the power to do that where your money doesn't control you anymore. And so it's amazing work that we absolutely love. So, Tristan, thanks for having me on again.
Now, Rachel, another quick question for you here before we wrap up that just came into my mind. Know yourself, know your money. Is this something that you would recommend for anybody to read, regardless of where they are on the baby steps?
Yes, very much so. It would be a great starting point if you've never done anything with us and you said, okay, I have no clue what to do with my money. Starting with this to really understand that why is going to help you so much in the process. But even if you're on baby step 4, 5, and 6, get the book to read it, because what it does not only kind of enlightens you in this level of self-awareness for yourself, but also people in your life. So whether you're married, you have parents, friends, older kids, whatever it is, you start to have empathy for other people because you can start to pinpoint, okay, maybe that's why they handle money the way they do. It gives you a little insight into yourself and the people in your life.
Rachel, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, this is great. I hope people pick it up and enjoy it, because I really do want this to be a book that gives people direction, but also inspiration to say, hey, there is a level that you can understand about yourself and change your money habits, and it is possible.